Hey, what's up? This is Brendan from the Lawrence Arms, and you are listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I'm here with my favorite co-host, my only co-host, Kristen.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. It's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm...
Are you drinking yet?
Here's the thing. I usually do when we record, and especially in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a funnier person when I drink, and I say stupider things.
Stupider? Like stupider?
Stupider. Like stupider.
Yeah.
But I haven't drank my coffee yet. I realized that I, poured my hot water into my French press and then got in the shower. My plan was when I got out of the shower to, push it down and drink my coffee.
Yeah.
And then I left the house without drinking my coffee. So I came home from my errands, and I microwaved it.
Wait, it's, 2 o'clock there, and you haven't had coffee yet today?
No, so I'm drinking it now because here's the thing. If I don't have a coffee and then I drink,
right,
I'm going to fall asleep real early, earlier than normal.
Yeah.
So I'm using my coffee as my afternoon drink, and then I'm going to drink.
Well, you should just make yourself a espresso martini or something, right?
Oh, that would have been a great idea. Because Kristen, you have to give me another outlet for drinking. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you remember how in our first season, and for those listening, you should go back and listen to some of our episodes from our first season, because there was a few where we got a little bit drunk. We got a little bit sillier and goofier than I think we do now, but there's one episode that stands out in my mind specifically, and I can't remember which one it is. I think it might have been the one where you and Danny were in the car recording.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but usually how I would do our recording, because for people that don't know, we obviously don't have studios. So we're in our bedrooms or on the couch or that sort of thing. And so I would make a drink. And then I would make a backup drink so that I would have, two drinks on the go. Well, I remember this specific episode. I just put the bottle of vodka on the desk beside me.
Oh, I know which one that was.
Which one?
That was with Jack.
Oh.
Because, okay. And the reason was that we got so drunk on that one was because that other guy was going to record with us. And then... He was like, yeah, I'll record with you guys at 6 o'clock or whatever. And 6 o'clock comes and he's not around, and 6:30 comes and he's not around. And then he messages you and he's like, I just found some girls at the bar, so I'm not going to be able to record with you.
And then he said, it's okay. We can they can be quiet. And we were you're in a bar. And so it's funny because I still want him on the podcast.
Yeah, me too.
And I still chat with him and adore him and think he'd be a great guest, but we'd have to.
He had twins. Wasn't it twins?
It was twins. And we were in Florida,
blonde twins. And we were dude, we totally get it. But in the meantime, we got shit faced. And then we were reaching out to people and we were Jack, because we had asked him to be on the podcast, but we were can you do it sooner than, can you do it tonight, basically? And he came through and could do it with us. So yeah, I remember that one. You had the bottle of vodka next to the computer. Slurring.
And that podcast, we don't have that episode up anymore.
What? Yes, we do.
Right? I thought we had to take it down.
Why?
Remember, Jack needed it taken down for...
He just wanted his last name taken off of it.
Oh!
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Oh, okay. So, okay. That's good. So, if you're listening to this, go back to season one and find the interview with our friend Jack, and... You can listen to my voice at the beginning of the episode and then skip to the last 5 minutes and you'll be able to really tell.
Yeah. I like our ones with the trashed ambulance guys and the loser points guys too, because
those were really fun.
They're so fun and funny and we had great like chemistry with those guys. So
yeah. It would be fun to do another one with them because they're recording right now.
Yeah. So I'm friends with Josh, but I get confused about what's going on because Loser Points is one band and Trashed Ambulance is another. And I don't think Josh is in Loser Points anymore. And it's just like, I don't know. There's some weird overlap. Just like,
there is. It's like this weird incestual overlap. And it's funny because they're just like these okay. There's like Canadian stereotypes.
Yeah.
And some of them are very true. And those boys are so stereotypical Canadian. And I say that with the most love and affection.
Yeah.
Because there's just a certain kind of boy that, like, I grew up with, and those are those kind of boys.
Yeah.
And, which is probably why we had such a fun time on the podcast with them.
Yeah. I'm kind of digging the Canadian boys these days because they're so sweet. And with the whole Loser Points and Trashed Ambulance thing, there was another friend of mine, also named Josh, also a Canadian, who was in Loser Points for a while, and then he wasn't, but no one will talk trash about each other. They're all like still best friends, and I'm like, how does everyone keep going in and out of bands, but you're all still best buds? And
still buds.
Yeah, it's just.
And then like Chris Cresswell,
right?
And who was like my first solo interview, and he was just such a sweetie. And then the Pew 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 Boys,
yes, and the Penske File guys,
Penske Files,
love them. Yeah, they're all just so sweet.
Yeah. Shout out to the Canadian punk rock boys.
Seriously. If you're a Canadian punk rock boy, hit us up.
Me specifically, where are you?
Yeah, they're not on the very northern tip of Vancouver Island, apparently.
So, super funny story, I can tell you.
Yeah.
A Tinder story.
Oh.
So, I'm on Tinder, just like, and it's pointless to be on Tinder where I live because there's 4,000 people and like maybe twice a week, there'll be like one person show up, but most of the time the app just says there's nobody new around you. And so anyway, I like just this random guy that I was like, hey, seems nice. I like what he wrote. And I swiped like on him and we matched.
Yeah.
And he doesn't live here. He lives like 300 kilometers away.
How much is that? How much time would it take to get there?
Like 3.5 hours.
Oh, can I just say, I like my gay best friend is on Grindr. You know, there's like Grindr and Scruff and all these gay apps and stuff. And but he lives in Boston, and his radius is set to 2 miles. He's like, if they don't live in my neighborhood,
if you can't walk here.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, if you can't walk here, I'm not gonna hook up with you. And your Canadian radius is 3.5 hours. That's so funny.
That's a really good comparison. Well, we started like chatting, and then he was like, hey, I was gonna ask you for a drink tomorrow, but he's like, I see that we're 300 kilometers away. And then we kind of laughed about it, and he said one of the first things he said to me, he's like, the reason I swiped on you is because you were wearing a Face-to-Face t-shirt in one of your pictures. And I was like,
oh my gosh, you're driving 3.5 hours.
I was like, are we getting married yet? And then he said, yeah, I used to manage a bar, and I hosted them for a show at this bar that I used to work at. And I went, was that bar in Whistler? And he went, yeah. And I went, I know who you are.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You didn't recognize him?
I didn't recognize him. And we have, like, I don't know, like 72 friends in common on Facebook and like all this stuff, and it got super awkward.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know, we laughed about it and stuff, and nothing comes of it, just because it's like, I mean, Tinder essentially for living where I live is just for like random conversation. It's not for meeting people in real life, because it's impossible.
It's literally like, if you look somewhat normal, you swipe right or left or whatever it is.
Do you know how many times guys have like swiped on me and then sent me a message and go, are you really here in town? And here's the other thing. I've had a guy or two say, who are like 2.5-3 hours away, be like we chat, and then they go, what are you doing this weekend? I'll drive up to see you. And I'm like,
that's a big
it's a long way to come for a dog walk,
right?
It's a long way to drive for your coffee. And I've had another guy be like, hey, if I drive up this weekend, can I stay with you?
Oh, I'm boy,
No.
That's hilarious.
No, you can't. No, you may not stay with me.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you're gorgeous, you're smart, you're educated, you're, like, the coolest person. So, if I was a dude, I would definitely drive 3.5 hours for coffee with you.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
I'll microwave it for them.
Right.
Just like I did today.
I would like to have it before 2 p.m.
So that means you've got to leave at 5 a.m.
Can you
to get here for coffee?
Oh my god! Can you imagine setting the alarm? Really, that's like serious travel.
When Jenny and I went, we call it going down island because we live on the north end, and we call going like anywhere else, we call it going down island
because there is no up island from
because there's no up.
Yeah,
and so we went down island a couple weeks ago, and my Tinder was on, and I was getting like super like left, right, and center, because I think I have my like all my categories set really broad for where I live.
Yeah,
like if you're between the ages of 18 and 60, and the radius is 300 kilometers,
right? Oh
like,
my god!
And so when I got down island to like the city, my phone was like binging like crazy, and Jenny and I were like sitting in a parking lot, like hysterically laughing because it's it's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
But then you're probably in the big city and there's all these hot guys and you're probably like, why the hell do I live so far away from everything?
It freaked me out. I was just like, because then guys were like, hey, you want to meet up? Hey, where are you? Hey, what? And it was very like hookup-ish.
Yeah.
And I freaked out and I just turned everything off.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's my funny story.
You
must story.
Have... How many pictures do you have on your profile?
On my Tinder?
Yeah.
I think 6.
Okay.
And they're all current. Current-ish. they're all current-ish, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that all these guys are liking you, for sure. It's not surprising.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's mostly... It's an entertainment purposes. There's no relationship happening in this girl's life, so.
Yeah, it's smart. Take a little break, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, if you want to drive 3.5 hours to bring me coffee.
Oh, yeah.
That might change things.
There
you
go.
If
you
want to bring me the coffee. And donuts, because you can't buy donuts in my town.
You can't buy donuts?
Mm-mm.
What?
You can, like, buy one at, like, the grocery store. Like, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay. But there's no donut shop. There's no bakery.
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
But there's a coffee shop?
We have a coffee shop.
And what do they have? Do they have, like, muffins? Or
they have, like, scones and muffins and salads and stuff.
Okay.
And they're super busy because they're the only one in town.
Okay.
And they're attached to a cute little bookstore.
Well, if there are any cute punk rock boys within 300 kilometers of how about just in Canada? Period.
If you're willing to fly across 3 provinces.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, and bring Jessica donuts and coffee.
Perfect.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, my qualifications for hooking up with me on Tinder are apparently pretty low.
That's awesome. Well,
I don't understand how, like, I don't know. There's just a whole generation of people growing up, and this is the only way they know how to date.
Yeah.
Like, it's very strange sometimes when I think about it. Like, I know it's how it is now, and that's one thing.
So, you know, what
like,
I think is weirder is how anyone met each other before this.
Right?
Ever. Like, let's say you were divorced or you or widowed or something like that. Like, how would you ever meet anyone?
Yeah. I know.
You'd be stuck whoever you met at the local bar. And that's
writing numbers down on receipts and like on your hand.
Yeah. And you'd be settling constantly because you're like, well, it's a 6, but there's literally nothing else out there. So I don't know how people did it before that. So it's a good thing. It's why not? If it helps people make connections and
totally.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the Bumble app that they also have, like, Bumble Friends.
Yeah. And there's there's like a friends and a networking aspect to it too, I think.
So I was talking to Jenny and I was telling her about the Bumble Friends thing. And she's like, if you fucking go on that, she's like, we are no longer best friends. And I was like, no, no, I'm not. She was like really offended.
Yeah. Like, I'm not good enough. You have to go find other friends. I'm not good enough.
You have to go online to look for another best friend.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. Now, do you do Bumble for love also?
Yes.
Okay.
I have both.
Right, right, right.
And because of where I live, the same three people are on both apps.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. And they're always, the men are always holding a fish or cutting down a tree.
Well, remember when Sarah was talking about that on our punk rock love?
A gift for you, my lady.
Yeah. This is what I present to you.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I'm a man. It's kind of like, it's very like, I'm a man. I caught this fish.
Can we also talk about how horrific some people's profiles are? Okay, so here's the thing. I was going through, I have now literally physically on my dating profiles.
Yeah.
Put in writing below like the about me saying, please guys stop putting shirtless pictures on fucking Tinder. Like, the shirtless pictures or the flexing.
Yeah.
If you're flexing in your picture, you're automatically getting passed by. Who likes those?
No.
Does anybody like those?
Okay, let's do a guide to Tinder because let's face it, a lot of our audience is guys, right? And so for single guys, what makes a good Tinder profile?
Okay, I know what makes a bad Tinder profile. How about that?
Okay.
Do not flex in a picture.
Okay. No flexing
picture. Do not have pictures of you with other girls.
Right. Because you don't know. Okay. It's not obvious who the girl
is. Like sister, cousin, girlfriend.
Right.
Is this ex? A group thing? Like what's happening?
Yeah. Okay.
Do not have a picture of you like wasted with your tongue out. A lot of guys do the like tongue out party picture.
Oh, no, no,
not cool. It's not 1994 and we're not.
No.
No.
Oh my God. They're so stupid. What about more than one picture, right?
Right.
Yeah, like a few. More than
one picture.
Mm-hmm.
I also really dislike when people don't write anything on their about me.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just banking on the fact that I'm going to look at you and be like, yeah. No. Like, even if you write, like, any kind of stupid comment.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a lot of the guys like to put pictures of them with their grandmas.
Oh.
And I think that's okay.
That's fine. Yeah, I can see how that would be fine. Like I'm a nice family guy.
Grandmas are okay. Moms are okay. Mm-hmm. Dogs are okay. Pictures with nieces and nephews are okay.
Uh-huh.
I think that's mostly it. Don't flex.
Right.
Keep your shirt on. Keep your tongue in your mouth.
Yeah. Have a couple nice pictures. And if you don't have nice pictures, take a couple selfies or have a friend take pictures of you. But just...
Yeah. What about the height thing?
Is there no height on there?
A lot of guys will put their height in. A lot of guys don't.
Oh. They just list their height?
Yeah. And like, I'm not going to say that I'm like judgy about it, but...
Yeah. Well, I know a good friend of mine was on Tinder and he said that that's almost the first thing girls always ask is their height. So maybe they're putting it on there preemptively. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I wonder why girls care about that. Do you care about that?
And I'm going to preface all of this whole fucking conversation around the fact that I'm not like into finding an online love. This is mostly like a,
it's just for fun, right?
An entertainment purpose. Do I care about the height? Okay, so I'm not a tiny girl.
How tall are you?
Like 5'7".
Okay.
I've got big boobs. I've got a big ass. I'm it takes a little bit bigger of a guy to make me feel less dominant, powerful. I don't know what the right word is.
You want a guy bigger than you?
Yes.
Which is totally normal. And I think
okay,
yeah, Definitely.
I mean, it's not a deal breaker by any means.
Right.
But yeah. It's definitely appreciated if you make me feel small.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I would say, especially for strong women, there's something about wanting to be dominated by your guy a little bit.
Totally.
Right? So
you said that so hesitatingly, and I was like, yes.
I think the stronger the woman, and guys might be thrown off. They're probably like, what the fuck? You women are crazy. Mm-hmm. We can never figure you out. But like, the stronger the woman, they probably want a more dominant man in bed and just in general.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, I'm all about like strong women and independent women and all of this other, like all the things that we preach.
Yeah. But
by all means, like, I want a dude to be a dude.
Right. For sure. Yeah.
Like, I kind of like the tree cutting fish holding pictures. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can operate a machine. I think it makes sense
because you have to dominate in all the other aspects of your life, right? Like, you have to be a kick-ass mom. You have to work your ass off. You have to make your house. You have to be on for everything and in control of everything.
Yeah.
So to have a guy take control and be like, no, I got this. Like, yeah. That, I would think that would be
much
really
appreciated.
Nice. Yeah.
Much appreciated.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, we didn't plan to talk about any of this.
No.
Wow, I just really barfed up a lot of information. During this conversation, were you like, I can't believe Jess is talking about this?
No, it's great. Okay. Why not?
My coffee's gone. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally on this, like, you gotta just be you, you know? You gotta do you, and, like, I don't know. You can't try to please anyone or not say stuff, like, just be you, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I have, like, you know, we've talked a little bit on, like, a little bit more of a serious note. Me and you, like, have talked about this about me lately. Like, I've always been a relationship girl, and I've always been totally all in. And for, like, one of the first times in my life right now, I'm like, I want to be alone.
Yeah.
And I've never felt like this before, and I'm really, really digging it.
Yeah.
Feels good.
That makes sense. Well, you're at the age now where you're confident and you know you don't need it. I think in your 20s or maybe even 30s, you feel like, and you meaning women in general, maybe feel like we need it, right? But now you realize you don't. And I was thinking about that recently too. Like, back in the day, women and men, and sorry for being hetero normalizing this entire conversation. I don't mean to, but it's just what I know, obviously.
Yeah.
So back in the day, women and men needed each other, right? Because women took care of the house and the kids and the food, and the man paid all the bills. So, like, the woman needed the man to pay the bills, and the man needed the woman to make him dinner. Like,
build the life.
Yeah, they really needed each other. And this day and age, people don't really need each other as much.
Yeah.
There's not a need, like, I don't know. I was just thinking this recently. Like, women can do it all. Mm-hmm. And so we don't need a man necessarily.
And you know what? Like, some men can do it all too.
A lot of men can do it all.
I do want to cuddle though. I really miss cuddling.
Well, that's my point, is that we don't have to stay in a relationship. Like, if something's not going well, we can survive on our own. And so, you know, you can go and find somebody that you want to cuddle with and that you want to be with.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people feel as trapped as they used to, especially women.
Yeah.
But women used to be, I think, completely trapped in their relationships.
Yeah, it's really true.
And now women can be like, no, I'm with you because I want to be with you, not because I have to be with you.
Yeah. Also, I apparently snore something fierce now, so I'm really limited on
I on that so part of I my snore life. Really bad too.
My mom recorded me the other night.
Oh.
I spent the night at my parents' house.
Yeah.
And my mom fucking recorded me from her bedroom.
Oh no.
Down the hall.
So you know what works for me are those nose strips.
It was horrifying. When we were on our road trip last summer, you taught me about them, and I have a bunch, but like, there's a time and place for the no strips.
No, you can use them I can use them every night.
Right? Yeah, so, do girls, do you, meet a guy and spend the night with him for the first time and preempt the horrible snoring by being like, just a minute while I put on my no strips?
Oh, so here's a question. So what's worse, your first night with a new guy, which is worse, the no strip conversation or the snoring?
I don't know. You know what would be really bad? If a girl was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just going to put the nose strip on so I don't snore my face off. And then they put the nose strip on and then they snore anyway. That's what's bad.
Yeah. But that goes along with my, just be you, you know? Everyone has shit. So if it's your first night with a new guy, who knows what they're doing, you know? So they're probably snoring too.
Probably.
Yeah. But and that reminds me of our thread that we did last night on. So we do have a Facebook group. So if there's actually any women, it's women only. Mm-hmm. But if there are women fans of Mabel Syndrome who want to be part of it, it's just kind of it's a small group of a few of us that where we can really share and be open and talk about stuff that we want to talk about and not have it be public. So it's a private group on Facebook. And last night, someone started it by posting a picture of them and they were like, no filter, no makeup. This is me. I'm calling it a day, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was so great because then everyone followed and shared what they were doing, their current selfie with no filter.
Real life at that moment.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was one of my favorite threads that we've had.
Me too.
Because everyone was very real and somewhat self-deprecating. It was one girl was yesterday's makeup, I don't care. And I, you know, double chin, breaking out like I was 15 years old, so many things like that. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. And then I don't know if it inspired me today, but I found a new app for my phone that allowed me to make these cute little videos. So I did the one because I was trying to take a picture of myself in the Stacey D shirt that I have and on a, on a super windy day. And I just couldn't get, I feel stupid taking selfies. And you know what I'm so mad at myself about too? I don't even think about it at a show. And I've had so many opportunities to take selfies with artists I admire or even just friends or friends who are artists, whatever. And I never take selfies because I don't want to bother people. And I don't, if I'm hanging out as a friend, I don't want to be oh, I'm just going to fan it up for a second and then we can go back to being friends. It's awkward.
Let's go back to being cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to be cool. Oh, yeah.
And see, my advice to you, because we've talked about this a few times, I'm always fucking just do it.
I know. So at the, actually this fault, this segues into our interview too, but at the Teenage Bottle Rocket Descendants show, I was upstairs when I was interviewing Ray and Miguel, and I realized we were wearing the exact same Lawrence Arms shirt.
That's so good.
And it was really cool. And we kept making fun of it all night, nice shirt. And then he said, let's match next time we hang out, you know? And but no picture. And it would have been the best picture because I love that guy. He's so fucking cool.
He is.
And
And you have the same taste in clothing.
Yeah, exactly. And bands, apparently. So, but I hate taking selfies. And we try to do it because I do want to show, the bands that we love and the merch that we love and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to, up my selfie game. But I think there's something, it must be, 30 is the cutoff or something. Under 30, you're totally fine with selfies. Who gives a fuck? Over 30... it's still a little awkward.
There's a thing. Yeah, I agree. It's, I'd have to take on average, 6 before I find one that I like.
For real. Me too.
Yeah. We should do a thread. We should do a thread on our Mabel Syndrome group of the selfies that didn't work.
Yeah. Selfie, takeout? No, what's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outtakes.
Takeouts.
Takeouts Chinese food.
Right. Yeah, selfie outtakes for real. That's kind of what I was trying to do with the post I did today. But
it's funny. I love it. You're adorable, and you look good all the time.
Ah, thanks. But yeah, I you know, just trying to show like the real side of trying to do what we do.
Yeah. We're real people.
Yeah. And that kind of segues to the interview.
Yes. So you got a chance to interview Ray from Teenage Bottle Rocket this weekend, which I was super jealous about. Love Teenage Bottle Rocket so much.
Yeah, me too.
And so tell the listeners how that went, and then we'll segue into the interview.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I've been...
That was me announcing a segue. That wasn't like a natural segue. Did you notice that? It was like, this is the segue, people.
Hey, stupid people, the segue.
Hey, stupid
and,
people.
And I even set up the segue, so it's like...
You did. You set it up, and then I reset it up in case... People are really confused. Stop talking. Okay, we're going to segue now. I'm going to walk you through this. Hold your hand. Fuck. We're so professional. You can't edit that out. Yeah, that was too good.
I know. That'll be on the... So, I'll keep it in, but it'll still be okay. On our outtakes.
So here's the segue into Kristen's interview. Go ahead, Kristen.
Let me segue to the interview by setting it up. Yeah, I mean, I love Teenage Bottle Rocket, and we had a really good time interviewing Miguel. Like, he's just the sweetest, and So I thought, of course, like, I want to talk to Ray, and I knew that they were about to record their new album, and so I thought maybe I can get some scoop on it or whatever, right? So Vanessa at Fat Records set it up for me, which was rad, and I get to the venue. You know, they said just be there at doors, and you can interview Ray before the show, so that was cool, and... Sure enough, he came and got me, and it's hard to try to find a quiet spot. That seems to be the issue with...
At shows, at sure.
For sure, you know. But he took me back up to, like, the green room area, and the people... There were a bunch of people in the room, but they were quiet, which was cool. But he threw me off my game, because every single time I've ever said to an artist, like, so how much time do we have for this? You know, they're... Every single time they've been like, as much as you need, like, whatever, you know, because they weren't going on for like 2 hours. They weren't, you know, they weren't going on till like 9 o'clock or even 9:30. So we had plenty of time. And
so I thought.
But the first words out of his mouth were like, yeah, I really don't want to go more than 15 minutes. Or no, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
It's 10.
He was like, I really don't want this to go more than 10 minutes. And I was like, I'm looking at my 3 pages of notes, like, okay. Because, like, you can't even have a conversation on one topic in 10 minutes.
No. Like, it was, and see, like, here's the thing is, like, you're more professional than I am. You're very, and for someone to throw you off your game is a big deal. But you rallied and you did good, and the interview ended up being great.
Well, I appreciate it that you listened to it, because I was kind of embarrassed. Like, I was thrown off my game for sure. And you can
tell.
Yeah. You can tell at the beginning that it's awkward.
You can tell at the beginning, but my favorite part about it was, because I knew that had happened, and then at the beginning of the interview when... you're like, so what would you normally be doing before a show? And he's like, chilling, going for a walk, like,
right,
aka not this,
right?
But he did kind of come around later on in the night, right?
For sure. Well, and even in the interview, I think once we started talking about interview, like, parenting and just very... he definitely gave short answers in the beginning, and you know, I think when bands get interviewed by local news outlets all the time too, right? Like, people who don't know their band, people who are just, maybe they're even just like entertainment writer, and they have to go, they were told to go interview this band that they have no idea who it is. That's why bands get the, like, how'd you get your name question all the time, and tell us what your sound is like and all that bullshit, right? And, you know, so I don't know what, Ray doesn't get any information, you know, to his defense.
About who we are.
Yeah, he gets no information about who's interviewing him. So I think he just sat down a little defensive on his side, too, or a little bit short.
Yeah.
And then he did rally.
I think the other thing is, too, is, and we always say this, like, you know, we're very lucky. We've got to interview, like, so many of our musical fucking heroes that, like, we've been listening to our whole, like, most of our lives, and we've had these amazing experiences, and for the most part, 99% of the time, they turn out really amazing. But, like, it always comes back to that these people in bands and these musicians that are, like, stars, and we look up to them, and people, you know, worship them and obsess about them and love their music. They're just fucking normal people, too. And who knows? Ray could have had, like, or Ray or anyone we're interviewing could have had, like, the shittiest fucking day, but he's not going to sit down.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I just had a fight with my girlfriend and, you know, my mom's sick in the hospital. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
and they don't want to cancel. I mean, which is nice. They don't cancel either, because then that'd be kind of screwing us over. So yeah. So they sit down despite having a bad day or whatever and still do it. And so, and it was really cool because Ray does kind of warm up towards the end. And then I saw him later on in the night and he was super friendly and nice to me. And then he even emailed the next day. There's a point at the interview where I ask him what book he's read recently. And he was talking about reading a book with his son, Milo. And the book, he couldn't remember the name of the book. So he actually emailed me the next day and told me that the name was, I think it was In the Year of the Boar and Jackie Robinson, which I'd read that as a kid myself, but so anyways, he followed up with a really nice email and all that kind of stuff. So it's all good. But that's why at the beginning of the interview, it's a little touch and go. And I really wasn't sure if we should release it or not.
No, it's a great interview. It's a great interview. And I'm so glad that he did it with us. And I'm so glad that you got the chance, because it's a really good interview. And I learned stuff. So cool.
And you definitely learned stuff about him and about them, and it turned out
the show was good.
Oh my gosh, the show was so good. And you know what my favorite part was, is I got to stand on the stage next to where Miguel puts on a show. Aww. Like more than anyone else. Like he's so silly when he plays, because he does the stance, like the super legs apart, really low bass playing,
the Jughead stance, the Scott Shiflett stance.
Yes, exactly. And he also is just stance. Silly. Like he'll like kind of like jump around like an ape or something, and then he'll like I don't know. He makes a funny faces and stuff. And so
does Miguel play bass?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bass player fucking thing, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah, they put on an awesome show. And then Descendants played and they put on an awesome show. It was just, it was a rad night. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Well, I love the interview. I think you did a great job. And I love learning more about him. So
cool.
Way to go.
Thank you. I wonder what song to play at the end. I realized after Miguel's, we played, maybe we played Get Rad or something.
What song? We didn't ask him, did we?
No, but you know what? I love their song. It's off their most recent album. Their most recent album is all covers. Mm-hmm. And there's one, Bear Walks Into a Bar.
Oh.
Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, you have to hear it. It's so funny.
Well, I'm going to hear it when I listen to our interview.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's what, because I love, there's a joke in the song that's like dad humor. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, really simple dad humor jokes, so.
Oh, well, then let's play that one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on iTunes. Subscribe. Share with your friends. Give us a rating.
Yeah.
We appreciate all the support. And just getting our name out there a little bit more helps us a lot.
Right. So, please follow us, and please tell your friends about us, because we don't spend money on advertising or any of that kind of stuff. So it's all just word of mouth, and just hit the like button.
And hey, if you have something you want us to advertise and pay us, we'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica has said she'll do like anal bleaching cream and all that shit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Whatever.
If it brings us an income,
we'll
and
do
we
it.
Start getting money for this instead of putting money out.
Right.
I'm there.
Totally. So on that note.
Here's the interview.
Here's the interview with Ray of Teenage Bottle Rocket. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, right on. So this is Kristen, and I'm here with Ray.
Hi.
Thanks for taking the time.
Killer.
To do this before a show.
Yeah.
It's probably not what you'd prefer to do before a show.
Yeah. pretty chilled before shows usually. After shows would be hard for me.
Right. Yeah. But before shows, what are you usually doing?
Brushing my teeth. What did I do? Oh, yeah, I took a nap.
Oh, okay.
Walked around in the rain.
Oh.
It's all been eventful today.
Yeah.
Had some pizza.
Ooh, cool. Where did you go for that?
Alfonso. Oh, Antonio's.
Oh, Antonio's. Right on. So I hope this doesn't come off as creepy, but in doing research, we pride ourselves on doing a lot of research for our interviews. And
it's like Nardwar.
Yeah. We have a lot in common. So we just turned 40 around the same time.
Okay.
I did in February and you did in March.
All right.
We both have little boys.
Cool.
Yeah. And when I was growing up, I always wanted to name my kid Milo. So I'm super envious that you actually got to do that.
Okay.
I was kind of vetoed, I guess.
Uh-oh. So what's your kid's name?
I have Tyler and Sam.
Good
dudes. Two little boys. Totally good dudes, yeah. And I was just snowboarding out in Jackson Hole.
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you go there?
I've been to Teton Village once.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Big Sky? Have you been to Big Sky?
Well, I've been snowboarding in Montana once, but it was a Red Lodge.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Do you still live in Laramie?
I do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, really close to where you grew up?
Well, yeah, everything in Laramie is really close to each other, because, it's that small, but that's where I went to school, too, and me and Miguel both graduated from the University of Wyoming. I graduated back in '05. But, my kid goes to school there. He's in sixth grade at Laramie Middle School.
Is that the same school you went to?
It is, yeah.
So is that weird?
A little bit.
Are there same teachers?
Maybe a couple.
Yeah.
I think maybe. Yeah.
What were you like as a middle school kid?
Energetic. I just was kind of mixed up. You know, those are the years that I, I liked Jane's Addiction and Primus and stuff like that, but I also, was a really cool skateboard kid that listened to Metallica, and then all of a sudden I was a rollerblader kid with a Raiders jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little lost in life.
Were you good in school, though?
3.0 kind of thing.
So B's?
Yeah.
Cool. So it's not like you're worried about Milo being raised kid.
Being raised what?
Kid. If with the same teachers and the same school.
Oh, right. No, yeah. No. No worries with that. Okay. He's a better student than me, and he's a better kid.
Do you have, besides you and Brandon, do you have other siblings?
Yeah, Brandon and I are the youngest of six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have an older sister in Alaska, an older sister in Louisiana, and two older brothers that live in Texas.
Oh, wow. No one else is in Wyoming?
No, it's just me and Milo.
Oh.
Yeah, my parents come there for a couple months out of the year during the summertime when it gets too hot in Texas.
Okay, so they've since moved to Texas.
Yeah.
Kind of like retired there?
Kind of, yeah. Well, my dad's not retired, but just they like it down there.
Yeah. did anyone in particular introduce you to punk rock or anything in particular?
This guy named Tom Anderson. We had a job going door to door and trying to convince people to subscribe to the Casper Star Tribune. And we already liked Jane's Addiction and stuff. And my brother actually knocked on this guy's door. It's like an apartment. He was a university student, and he had a Jane's Addiction poster.
Mm.
And so we immediately made friends with this guy, and he played guitar, and he knew a bunch of Metallica riffs and stuff, and we were like totally impressed, like, holy shit, this guy like shreds a guitar or whatever. And one day we were over at his house kicking around a hacky sack. They called it SEPA back when I was in middle school. Kicking the SEPA. Mm-hmm. And just kind of going down his CDs, making fun of shit, and we made fun of Green Day, and he showed us Basket Case, and
you made fun of it because of the name, or you knew what it was?
Yeah, we made fun of it because of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah, no, we didn't know shit.
Okay.
And then from there, he's like, oh, check this out. Here's, Propaganda, FX, and all the Fat Record stuff, and here's all the Lookout stuff, and mm-hmm. we got the Lookout catalog, and it all, blossomed from there.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, we made fun of Green Day's name, and then he showed us, the song Basket Case, and it was, the same week Dookie had come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, oh, this is our favorite band.
Yeah. You know? It's like a light bulb goes off, kind of. Yeah.
There it was.
Yeah.
We were in ninth grade.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about when it was for me, too. Ninth grade.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I know. We're 40.
I know, right?
1978.
Yep, 1978. And so you, Brandon and Zach, made Homeless Wonders. That's
no.
your first band?
No,
or no?
That's not, no.
Oh, how'd it go?
Me, Brandon, and Rob made Homeless Wonders.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And Zach was the first guitar player to bottle rock in.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, because it sounded like you guys, I read somewhere that you practiced across the street from like an alternative high school or something.
Yep, that was Bottle Rocket, yes.
That was?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Milo's mom, my kid's mom is a teacher at that high school now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And is that where Milo will go?
No.
Oh, that's the like alternative high school.
Yeah. That's where like
so
the pregnant girls go and
yeah.
kids that have problems at home. But then some kids that also have anxiety and don't want to deal with the regular high school bullshit.
Right. Well, I'm actually a high school counselor.
Okay.
So I work with those kids.
All right.
At
there
the
you
alternative
go.
High school. So mm-hmm. yeah, there's a lot of anxiety and especially with girls, but
mm-hmm. right. And there's some good kids there and there's some bad kids, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna hear this interview. They listen to NSYNC Clown Posse.
That's true. How does punk rock influence your parenting?
Well, I guess it gives me more stuff to do with my kid as far as, you know, taking me to Europe on trips, mm-hmm. punk rock shows, and, you know, going to shows. We go to a lot of shows, especially if it's all ages. I just took him to Alkaline Trio the other day.
Is there anything you won't take him to?
No.
ICP?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go. But... No, we're not, you know, I'm trying to think of the worst thing that could happen is, like, Gwar, and I think he'd love Gwar. I don't know.
Right, that's true, right, okay. So do you feel, how are you as a parent with him? Are you just open about most things?
Well, yeah, kind of. You know, we call each other dickhead. It's very unconventional, but we're trying to, we work on stuff. Like, we got in the habit of calling each other dickhead. Like, if I called him right now, he'd say, hey, dickhead, and I'd be like, hey, dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
But
then you say, brush your teeth, dickhead?
Well, no, I'm more like, you know, brush your teeth or I'm going to kill your goldfish. You
okay.
know, I have to motivate him somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then we realize, like, hey, we call each other dickhead too much, and everybody looks at us weird when we're at Walmart and stuff, so we should probably chill. And mm-hmm. so we're trying to make trying to be better people.
Well, that's cool, because you say we, like, so it's not an authoritarian situation.
Oh, well, sometimes, you know, like, dude, you can't play, like, Fortnite's done. You're done. And, you know, turn off the Xbox. It's, like,
right.
time to do your homework.
Right.
So there are times whenever he, you know, acts like a shithead.
What about talking to him about girls, kind of in this climate of Me Too and not getting into situations, maybe respecting girls or not getting into situations mm-hmm. that could lead to trouble? Have you had that conversation with him?
Well, a lot of that stuff is kind of figured out on his own. A lot of girls come onto Milo, you know?
Yeah. Oh, girls do it before the boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those are the stories I get, you know?
Yeah.
Like, some girl told him the other day that she would like to do him, and he's like, you'd like to do me? You know, and he's like 12. He's like, what does that mean, right?
He didn't
you know?
Know what that means?
No, I think he figured it out. His friends and him were, like, giggling about it, and some other girl Frenched him on the bus whenever he was in fourth grade. But it's pretty innocent when it comes out of that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has his crushes and everything like that. Like, there's a girl that has Chuck Taylors and blue hair, and she's totally cute. I'm like, rad, man, you should, like, try to dance with her at the dance or something. And he's like,
right.
well, I saw her there, you know?
Just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really...
Yeah. Because I feel like
I don't have to worry about my kid right now. Like...
See, I feel like even though my boys are a little younger, I still have to kind of talk to them about girls, about being careful with that kind of, you know, like...
Yeah, he's aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also very shy
mm-hmm.
when it comes to that kind of stuff. He's the kick in his feet kind of kid. It's not kind of... He's a good guy when it comes to that kind of shit.
Yeah. Well, I feel like most
and
boys...
And his mom's a very strong woman that's,
oh.
like, you know, probably made him a little fearful.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So, actually, I interviewed Miguel about his book. And I was wondering if you... If
when, tonight?
No.
I'm like, interview over you already interviewed.
No, over Skype,
for,
yeah.
For podcast,
yeah. Yeah, totally. Have you read it?
What, his book?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Bring me a read.
Yeah.
Are you going to do an audio version for him or anything?
Yeah, right. Book on tape.
Yeah. So do you do yoga or meditate or anything?
I've been to yoga twice. right? Three times? One time I was so hungover and I had to leave early, and I slept on the couch in Miguel's yoga studio. And everyone's like, look at Ray, such a dickhead. But his wife was instructing, and she had us in these positions where I was all just restricted and hurt. And I was like, I'm going to throw up. And then I went and slept.
Right.
And then I did yoga with more from Mixtapes and Miguel at a Lawrence Arms show that we played in Chicago. Maybe one other time. Mm-hmm. But my kid is really flexible, and he knows how to do this stuff, and Myla gets into it.
Yeah. Cool. I feel like they're, made of rubber at the ages that they are.
Yeah, right.
My kid falls on a skateboard all the time, and he's just like, back up, no big deal.
Yeah, my kid is a little bit more of a wimp than that, but yeah.
So I understand that you guys are maybe recording in November.
Okay, yep.
Yep. Any info about that? New record?
Right now we have 16 songs. We listened to them today. They're really good. And then we're just making them better at this point, before we get in the studio.
Will you go to Blasting Room again?
Yep. It'll be our 7th studio album at the Blasting Room, and it'll be our 8th record.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So I know you're pressed for time. I just have a couple quick ones. Spitfire.
No, it's all right. We're good. I'm not annoyed. I'm not
you're not annoyed yet? No. Okay. Well, I was blasting through them because I was afraid you were going to be annoyed. Okay, the last thing you ate.
Pizza.
Pizza, right. Will you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah. Yes, me and Milo are, we got the Cobra Kai outfits from Karate Kid on Halloween with the skeleton, suits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to, roll joints and shit.
Last time you were really drunk?
Last night.
Okay.
No, the night before last night. Last night I was kind of drunk, the night before.
Really?
That was the tequila.
Was that the first night of the tour?
No, it was the second.
Okay. I would think first night is maybe go heavy.
Yeah, but I went heavy the day before the first night in Laramie. So.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Awesome. What does Milo want for Christmas?
Probably a cell phone. He's not going to get one.
Yeah. Do you have an age for that?
Yeah, 28. but he what does he want? Yeah, I don't. I
Video
forget.
Games.
No. He wants these snowboard goggles that are expensive.
Oh, there's expensive ones?
Yeah.
Wow. I always just get old school dragons or something.
Well, in Kent, my friend, the front house guy from NoFX, gave him these Descendants snowboard goggles, so he's pretty stoked on those, but he's also eyeballing these ones on the internet, and I'm like, dude, those are crazy, and if you scratch them,
right,
all that shit.
Yeah, could you just take off your helmet and just throw it on the table, like
that's
at lunchtime?
That's what he does, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you want for Christmas?
Man, wow, I don't know, what do I want? I got everything.
last book you read, not Miguel's, obviously.
Me and Milo and I kind of read books, through the nighttime reading and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, it's Jackie Robinson book, some girl from Asia. I forget the title of it.
Was it nonfiction or fiction?
That's a good question. It might be a true story.
Okay.
It's really like baseball. But, yeah, I don't know. What was the last book I liked, really got into?
Do you like mysteries or self-help?
I like a lot of punk rock autobiography stuff. Mm-hmm. It's So Easy by Duff McKagan was great. Loved it.
Jughead just sent me his Weasels in a Box. Have you read that?
Yeah, it's weird the way it's written, but it's good.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, it's the third person, whatever people call that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No one writes in third person, but.
Yeah, then also all the fake bear names and stuff, but it was cool to read the book and listen, oh, he's talking about Operation Ivy.
Right.
Or whatever.
Try to figure out, the cipher.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. Sweets or savory?
Savory.
And then finally, rad punk rock girls we should know about. Anyone in the scene?
Yeah, April. What's April's last name? April Schumann. She's Sniper 66 and OC 45.
Oh, she's an OC 45?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, well, not really a permanent member. This is OC 45 for her. Yeah, she's a great singer. She's a badass drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's like, you're not good. You're not a good. Like, she's really good for a girl. She's just really good.
Right.
And it's not one of those things.
We talk about that all the time, and we've talked about that with Bad Cop and Bomb Pops and everyone, like, you know, are they a good punk rock band or good girl punk rock band? Like, that's bullshit. But
right, totally, it is bullshit.
Yeah.
And, April.
Okay, right out. Thank you.
There it is.
And a shot of whiskey.